Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I was going to go backwards from 32 like we talked about, but I figured, you know, we don't want to embarrass other podcasts for not being able to do what we can do.
Wait, wait, are you talking about a specific podcast that you're worried about embarrassing?
I mean, I think they really embarrass themselves, right?
I know who you're talking about. Can I take a guess?
Sure.
Does it start with a P and end in op-up filmcast?
Yep.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
I'm doing terrible.
No. You doing terrible, buddy?
I'm terrible.
What's so terrible? What's going on?
It's just a change from like always being great but living in hell. So I figured I'd try something else.
Just mixing it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's I'm doing terrible. Yeah, see, you weren't expecting that.
No, that was a curveball for sure. Hey, I've got a story for you.
I love stories.
So my son Liam, who's going to be 9 in October, I think he's got a superpower because he recently made a new friend without the help of cargo shorts.
Impossible.
That's what I thought, but he hauled off and did it. So anyways, it resulted in him getting invited to a birthday party, and it was a Nerf gun fight, which
yes.
I love Nerf guns.
Same.
And when I got there, the father of the boy whose party it was said, "Hey, do you want to participate?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, yes."
Yes, I do.
So he gave
yes,
me
sir, I do.
He gave me a bunch of ammo and some glasses and a choice of a couple of guns. And before I knew it, I was in the middle of a Nerf gun fight in a small backyard with a bunch of aggressive little third grade boys.
That sounds great.
It was great, except, Adam, one kid in particular got particularly aggressive. And you know I can't stand for that. So long story short, I ended up pinning him to the ground and shooting him directly in the forehead. And right as I completed that action, I immediately regretted it because there wasn't music playing, but there was kind of a metaphorical record scratch and everything came to a grinding halt. And then I realized that all the adults there were staring at me. None of them thought that was funny or acceptable.
What?
Especially what? the boy's mother, who was also attending the party, and I got invited to leave.
Okay, now hold on a second. First of all, what should have happened was that you executed that perfect maneuver.
Yes.
The dad should have had a single tear running down their cheek, and then the mom should have like hoisted you a cold beverage to celebrate your win. How else is he going to learn?
Yeah, I should have been recognized as the hero that I was.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if those kids had half a brain, they would have swarmed you and then taken you down. But since they didn't, because they're kids, I mean, you got to take down the enemy, period.
Yeah, and if anything, I was demonstrating for those children how you take the bull by the horns, how you attack life.
Right, and you also teach them the consequences of f*** around and find out.
That's right. Who's in charge here? Me, baby, me.
Right. You may test that assertion at your convenience.
Yeah. So anyways, I might have ruined Liam's new friendship.
Well, it wasn't founded in the form of cargo shorts, so I'm not really sure how good of a friendship that could have been anyway.
Yeah, it was shaky. It was a shaky friendship to begin with.
At best, yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week.
I love special days. Go for it.
So today, Adam, you and I are both celebrating Father's Day.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And also, and I think this is just a coincidence, I don't think this happens every year, it's also the first day of summer, and it's the longest day of the year, which is the summer solstice.
That's good for me. I'm going to take a nice dip in the pool because it will be the first time that I don't have a broadcast on a Sunday.
Well, I don't want to interrupt your plans, but hold on to that. Anyway, tomorrow is Go Skateboarding Day. Tuesday is National Chocolate Eclair Day. Wednesday is National Hydration Day. Thursday is National Handshake Day. And Friday is National Leon Day, and then we're going to wrap up this week of glorious celebrations on Saturday with National Coconut Day.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to do with this day.
I'm glad you said that. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, here goes. Adam, I'd like to invite you to join me for a Father's Day celebration. We're going to head out to sunny Los Angeles, California, where we'll be staying at the Gold Diggers Hotel. That's also where we'll partake in various libations while the great Leon Bridges plays an intimate show in front of a small sold-out crowd. The next morning, we'll greet each other with our customary one-hand handshake half-hug, and then skateboard down to the local donut shop for breakfast, where we'll both enjoy a delicious chocolate eclair while sitting in the shade beneath the coconut-filled palm trees for which Los Angeles is so well known.
That's an impressive amount of words you squeeze into one day of fun.
As I combine seven celebrations into one glorious celebration that we're going to do together this time.
I mean, we do our best work when we're together. First of all, drinking pina coladas. Okay? We do that the best when we're together. We also gold dig the best when we're together.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, the Gold Diggers. I didn't know you were a fan of the Gold Diggers Hotel, buddy.
I am when Leon Bridges is playing there.
That's a fair distinction. Definitely a fair distinction. So what's your favorite part of the whole day? Of the whole day of celebrations?
Us doing it together, of course.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Best friends. Mm-hmm. Best friends. Nice, buddy. Once again, another moment of triumph. Well done.
Together. A joint moment of triumph.
A joint venture.
Okay, and with that, Adam, why don't you tell us about history?
I would love to. So this week in history, buddy, in 1788, the U.S. Constitution is ratified. In your face. Almost 200 years later, buddy, Bugsy Siegel is taken out by the mob. Not so good. Also this week in history, in 1963, the United States and Russia established the nuclear hotline. We'll get into that more later. In 1975, Jaws is released in theaters, which, amazing movie. In 1992, John Gotti, the Teflon Don, is sentenced to life in prison. Looks like his Teflon wore off. In 1997, Disney recalls 100,000 copies of the Insane Clown Posse album after it was already shipped. We're getting into our decades, buddy. In 2001, this is of course for Keith, The Fast and the Furious is released. Now, if Keith was doing that, he would have rigged it. And so, the winner would never be the right person. And finally, in 2013... Nick Walenda crosses the Grand Canyon on a high wire. I don't know about you, but that sounds terrifying.
Thank you, Adam. With that, let's move on to the news.
And my favorite jingle.
Adam, do you have any interest in cryptocurrency?
Of course.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you hold any cryptocurrency?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't want to discourage you from doing so, but I have a little story for you. So there was a guy named Stefan Thomas, who was a programmer, and he made a video for a guy who was considered an early Bitcoin fanatic. And in exchange for making that video, which is basically a video that explains the ins and outs of cryptocurrency, and this is a long time ago, this is like 10 years ago. So he makes this video for this guy, and then the guy gives him some cryptocurrency. And so Stefan wrote down the password on a piece of paper, but now can't find the piece of paper.
I mean, you won the lotto and then lost your ticket.
You might be wondering, well, how much is at stake here? How much does he lose if he doesn't find the password?
It's like $100 million, right?
Well, the answer is he was given 7,002 Bitcoin that day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I can see you're doing the math in your head because today, that amount of Bitcoin is worth $250 million.
Yeah, don't worry. I have that information close at hand because on my stock trader here, it tells you how much it's worth. And a current Bitcoin right now is $40,000 per coin.
Oh, okay. Well, now he's up to $280 million.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's gone up almost $700,000 today. $700 per share today.
Okay. So the good news, Adam, is that Stefan has 10 total tries to to correctly guess his password before he's locked out and the Bitcoin is lost forever. The bad news is he's used 8 of those 10.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And like, you have to consider the variances too, like the variations of your password that you use.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He says he lies in bed and just thinks about it, and then he'll go to his computer with a new strategy, and then it won't work, and then he feels desperate again. And he keeps going through that cycle.
I can't imagine the madness that would, like, be settled on someone.
Just reading the story makes my palms sweat.
Correct.
Yeah. And people around the world have tried to help Stefan out. They've recommended various mediums, psychics, prophets. Other people have suggested nootropic memory-enhancing drugs. That was 9 years ago, Adam.
Oh, shit.
When this event happened. And get this. And this is really, when I got to this point in the story, this might have been the part that shocked me the most. He's never used his last two tries.
You know what? That makes sense. That makes sense. Because you'll never know. Like, you'll never know that you blew $300 million.
Well, sure you do, because you don't have it. And you just keep watching it go up every day.
Yeah, sure. But you didn't guess the wrong password. Like, right now, it's kind of like, it's like Schrodinger's Bitcoin. You both have it and don't have it at the same time.
but you don't know if you could get it right either.
Yeah, but I mean, what's worse, knowing that you guessed wrong? I'm saying, like, I don't know, but like, it makes sense to me that he wouldn't do it.
But if you guess right with the last two tries, then you get an extra $280 million.
Right. Right.
At some point, he became resolved to the fact that he wasn't going to find the piece of paper or remember his password, and so he just gave up. And he claims, which I am very skeptical of, that he's made peace with it.
I don't believe that, even for a second. I'm surprised he hasn't gone crazy, like, legitimately.
Yeah, it would have gone insane.
Yeah.
He also said the experience has changed his perspective on the importance of real banks.
Oh, sweet irony.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So after writing an article 10 years ago about the ins and outs of cryptocurrency, he's come full circle.
Full circle.
And embraces the concept of the real bank.
So there's two things. I'll make these quick. Number one, I heard about crypto, like Bitcoin, back in 07, I think. And I recently looked at how much it would have cost me. And at the time, I was like, I don't really know. You know, it's not that much. And I don't really know. I don't have the time and blah, blah, blah. If I had only invested back then, like, I would be really wealthy, you know? I mean, back when I was talking about it, it was, let's see, even in back in 18, it was like $9,000. So like 9 years before that, I think it was like about a grand for a coin, or maybe five at most. But I was like, if I had purchased one coin at $1,000, you know, and it was only $1,000. And the second thing was, there was a guy in the early crypto days bought two pizzas. And he like offered like a couple of million like Bitcoin or something, or something, whatever, like a ton of Bitcoin. And the company took it, or something, this guy took it. That Bitcoin is now worth like $80 million.
Oh, no, Adam, because actually I was going to bring that story up.
Oh, perfect.
It's now worth $4
billion. $4
billion? Yeah, because I think he paid like 30,000 Bitcoin per pizza.
Let me say this in the way that you would say it. Adam, that's now worth $4 billion.
That's right. Yeah, I was about to tease that maybe in a future episode we'll discuss the $4 billion pizza.
Although I did see the interview of that one. At the time, it wasn't worth $4 billion. But that guy, I think, made his peace with it. He was like, it wasn't worth that. At the time, it was worth nothing. It was numbers. It was not money at the time.
Well, credit to those people, because I wouldn't be able to make peace over something like that in any case.
What, the pizzas or the password?
Either one.
I find I gave you something that was worth nothing, and now it is easier to swallow than, like, this is all my fault. I can't find this piece of paper.
Yeah, I would struggle with both. I just couldn't do it. It's so hard to make and save money that I couldn't ever get over it.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be difficult. I'm saying I could see one being more likely to happen than the other.
No, I get it. I get the distinction, but I'm just saying, me personally, I don't think I'd ever get over it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if I could either.
All right, Adam. Well, unfortunately, we don't have time to get to our next story.
Dang it.
But I do have a headline.
All right.
Woman kills husband with her buttocks.
I thought for sure you were going to say, woman kills husband with her Bitcoin. Oh, wait. It's a buttcoin. Yes. That was it. Yes. Oh, thank you. That was
You took a short, circuitous route, but you did get there.
I got there. I got there. I took like one side step. I zigged when I should have zagged initially, but I got there.
Well, why don't you stay on that MoTrain, Adam, and tell us about birthdays.
MoTrain. Nice. All right. You got it, buddy. This is a very good week. Let's start it off. You've got Lionel Messi, who turns 34. Chris Pratt, I'll never forgive him for what he did in the, you know, in the movies. He turns 42. Derek Jeter, 47. I always hated that guy. Nick Offerman turns 51. Nicole Kidman turns 54, if you can believe that. The hilarious Ricky Gervais turns 60. Cyndi Lauper turns 68, believe that or not. John Goodman turns 69.
Nice.
Lionel Richie turns 72. Meryl Streep also turns 72. And Carly Simon turns 76. So I have one degree of separation from Lionel Richie, and that was like, I know the drummer from the Commodores, who is now the lead singer, but he's the guy that played the drums, you know, like on Brick House and all like the big hits from the Commodores.
Oh, no kidding.
I have his cell phone number and everything. Been to his house several times.
Oh, that's very cool.
Hell yeah, dude. So, one degree.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Clay Groves. Today I have two people that were born on this day but are now dead. The first is George Michael, who died in 2016 at the age of 53. Today he would have been 58. And Anthony Bourdain, who died in 2018 at the age of 61. Today he would have been 64.
That's such a mysterious death.
All right, Adam, one more thing before we go today, and I think you're going to like this. How about a least competent criminal?
Yes, between that and lottery losers. That's what I want to hear.
The lottery loser of the week?
Yeah.
Adam, 36-year-old Eric Dean McCracken and 32-year-old Keith Ray McCracken were arrested early Friday. A deputy arrested Eric McCracken after stopping a 2007 Chevy Trailblazer for a traffic violation about 1:30 a.m. Friday. Authorities later learned the Trailblazer was reported stolen. About 5 a.m., a Chevy Silverado that had been reported stolen was spotted and the driver fled. Authorities said Keith McCracken drove through yards before getting out and running. He was then captured at a nearby convenience store. Police believe Keith McCracken was driving to the jail in the stolen Silverado to post bail for his brother.
That's like people that break into the police station.
Yes. So thank you, Casey Jones, for that story about a Kansas man who drives a stolen SUV to bail brother out of jail for stealing an SUV.
I love that so much.
And Adam, that brings us to the end of this abbreviated episode of This Week Today.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I'm glad we got to spend some time together with the listeners.
Some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For my pal Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
Come have some chips and salsa with us. It's the best.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.